Okay, starting the new parak, parak asiri kol hatadir. Okay, we're going to learn all about order of precedence. Okay, kol hatadir mechavero, kodem et chavero. Generally, we call this tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. In the words of the Mishnah, it's written a little differently, but the same idea. Anything that's more frequent from its friend or from something else, what his word really means, then it proceeds. So now they're going to give examples. Hatmidin, the korban tamid, which happens every day, kodmin lemusafin. Right, that's why we daven shacharit before we daven musaf. Musfei Shabbat kodmin lemusfei Rosh Chodesh. If you have on Shabbat, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to bring musafim of Shabbat and musafim of Rosh Chodesh. So first the musafim of Shabbat come, then the musafim of Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbat is more common than Rosh Chodesh. Musfei Rosh Chodesh kodmin lemusfei Rosh Hashanah. And so the korbanot that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, that you also bring on Rosh Hashanah, because it's also Rosh Chodesh, you're going to bring first the korbanot of Rosh Chodesh, and then you're going to bring the korbanot of Rosh Hashanah. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, Milvad olat ha-bakar asher la'olat ha-tamid ta'asu et eile. Okay? Just pass the Tanakh for a minute. Okay, this is from last week's parsha. In Parsha Pinchas, Perek... Okay, so here we have, we're actually talking about the korbanot of Pesach. That's the context here. And it says you're supposed to bring all the following korbanot on Pesach. Okay, I'll just read you a little bit, because you'll see there's a bit of a problem in the pasuk here. U'b'chodesh ha-rishon ba'aras, yom l'chodesh, Pesach la'ashem. Okay, the 14th of the month is Pesach. Yom L'Chodesh HaZechag, right? Now, the 14th is when we bring the Korban Pesach, but the actual holiday starts on the 15th. It's Chag Shivat Yamim Matzot Yachel. By Yom HaRishon, on the first day, Mikra Kodesh, Kom Alecha Davodah Lo Tasu, the first day is a holy day. V'Yikravtem Ishe Ola LaShem Parim B'nei Bakar Shnai V'Alecha V'Shevak Pasim B'nei Shnat B'Mi Yulachem and the Minchatam V'Chule Yisaron Yisaron L'Kavis HaChad L'Shivat HaKvasim. Okay, you bring these seven kvasim. Usir chat achad lechaper lechem. You bring the sir chatat of the regalim. Remember that we learned that. Milvad olat haboker shelo olat tamita suet eile. In addition to the olat haboker, which means the korban tamid of the boker, asher la olat tamid, which is the olat tamid, which is a little unnecessary because they already said olat haboker, which we know means the olat tamid. So now they're saying that's in addition. And these sacrifices that you bring is in addition to the korban olat that you bring every day. Ta'asu et eile. Okay. In addition to that, you should do these. Then that's just for the first day. What about all the rest of the days? Now on Sukkot, if you remember, we bring the korban changes every day. And on Pesach, it's the same every day. How do we know that? Because it says here, ka'ele ta'asu layom shiv'at yamim. Okay, like this, do every day of the 7 days. Okay, which makes it sound like they're talking about the pshat. We're going to see the drasha on this. But do like this for all of the 7 days. Okay? And then we're going to darshan on this a little differently, but... Right now, we've used that pasuk milvad olat haboker shelo olat tamid tasu et eile is to teach you this concept of tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. In other words, this is all in addition to the korban tamid that you're going to do anyway, which means you're going to do it before. So now the Gemara starts off and says, Minalam, where do we get this halacha from? Now, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? Where do we get this halacha from? We just said where we get this halacha from, right? And it's a very strange Gemara. The Mishnah started out and said, these are the rules. Korban Tamid comes before Musaf. Musfei Shabbat comes before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes before Rosh Hashanah. Where do we know this? Because it says, in addition to the, by Pesach, it says, you're going to bring all these sacrifices in addition to the Korban Olah that you do in the morning. So the Gemara says, Minalam? What do you mean, Minalam? Kitakamar Tama. We had already said the reason in the Mishnah. Milavad Olah Taboker. So now they say, Ano. Because Dilma, Tmidin Hein Dekadmu Musafim Mishum Titadiri. In other words, the Pasuk by Pesach comes to teach us what? That the Korban Tamid comes before the Korban Musaf. But how do you know that the Korbanot Musafim come before, the ones that are more common come before the ones that are less common? In other words, what they're saying is really doesn't match the structure of the Mishnah. Because if the Mishnah wanted to give the Pasuk as the reason for the Tamid coming before the Musaf, but not necessarily for the Musaf of Shabbat coming before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, or the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh coming before Rosh Hashanah, it should have given the Pasuk in the beginning of the Mishnah. It should have said, Kol tadir mechavero kodem chavero, at medim kidoz lumusafim, shene'emar, mevad olat haboker. It doesn't exactly say that. Anyway, there's no other way to understand this, because how could they be asking where do you get this halacha from if the Mishnah already says it? So they say, maybe that it's that pasuk will only teach you the tmidim heim shekad mulam musafim mishum de tadiri, but musafim le musafim minala. But how do we know? In other words, it's one thing to compare apples and oranges, so the apples would come before the oranges if they're more common. But different oranges, how do you know that one's going to come before the other? Amarabila, damar kra. The way we get this is ka'ela ta'asu layom shivat yamim. He says, oh, we're going to learn it from the next verse. The next verse says, ka'ela ta'asu layom shivat yamim, which we understood to mean, bring these exact sacrifices every single day of Pesach. But now they're going to darshan like this. Ka'ela, ka'ela. In other words, it could have just said, ela ta'asu layom shivat yamim. The fact that it says, ka'ela, means these are like those. Meaning, this is exactly, the same principle applies as what we just said previously. So that's where they learn it from, for the musafim. So then they say, what do you mean though? Vahame ba'ale legufe. But you need that pasuk ke'ele tasu le'yom shivakimim to teach you that we in fact, because notice, the pasuk only, if you just read these pasukim and you didn't have that pasuk, what would you have thought? That you bring one korban the first day of Pesach. That was specifically why I read you this whole thing. The first day of Pesach is a mikre kodesh. You bring this sacrifice, these seven kvasim, and the sirizim, and that's it. And you don't bring anything else any other day of Pesach. That's what it would sound like. So therefore, that pasuk ke'ele tasu layom, you can't use to darshan. We need it to teach the exact halacha that you're supposed to do these every day. So now they're going to say, im ken, and that's what I already told you, it nichtov, it should have said, ele tasu layom. Okay? It should have said, ele. And the fact that it says, ka'ele, comes to teach you this additional thing. So now they're going to say, oh, that's not good either. Because ikatav ele ta'asu layom shivat yamim, if it just said, these you should bring, layom shivat yamim, hava amina ele l'shivat yamim, ele l'shivat yamim. Meaning, what did we say? What might you have thought? It says you're supposed to bring seven kvasim. So maybe you might have thought, ele ta'asu l'shivat yamim, meaning, maybe you should bring those seven kvasim over the course of 7 days, one keves a day. Okay? You might have thought that. But then they say, why would you have thought that? Layom k'tiv. But it says, ele tasu layom. Layom means daily, right? So daily brings seven of them. So you wouldn't have thought that. They say, no, akate ema ele layom, aval shar yome lo yadana kama. So still, you could have said, these are what you bring daily, but, 1 second, ele layom, right, these are what you bring on the first day, ele layom, you might have thought means layom harishon, okay? Ka ele tasu layom, you would have thought it meant for the first day, but shar yome, you wouldn't have known how many. In which case, we have to say, ka ele, like this, meaning, like the seven, okay? Meaning that you need the word ka'ele to teach you the basic halachas, and you can't have it teach you this halacha about the musafim, the concept that musafim come before musafim, that are, you know, the musafim that are more come before the others. So now we're going to have two possible answers. Amar kra ta'asu, shehu kol asiyot shavot. Okay. Number one, it's not clear which ta'asu we're talking about. There's two different ta'asus in the pasuk, so there's a debate about that. Ka'ele ta'asu layom could be, or milvad olat haboker shelo olat hatamid ta'asu et ele. So one of those ta'asus, okay, it's not so critical which one. But they're going to say, ta'asu is coming to teach you that kol asiyot shavot. Okay, now, this could be explained in two different ways. Either, where did we end? We ended with the word ka'ele is necessary to teach you that each day, right, we have to bring seven kvasim each day. Right? You wouldn't have known that if you didn't have ka'ela. So one way of reading this is, oh no, in fact, you didn't need ka'ela to teach you that. You could have learned that from ta'asu. Shiyuhu kol asiyot shavot. That every ta'asu et ele would teach you, or ka'ela ta'asu, either which way, whichever ta'asu you use, would be teaching you, and maybe that's why it's one of those, because one is unnecessary. One of those is teaching you that about the 7 days, that seven pasim each day, in which case ka'ele is now free to teach what we wanted it to teach about tadir. Alternatively, you could say, oh no, you can't learn it from Ka'ela, because Ka'ela is used to teach you seven pasim each day. And when the Gemara says here, Ta'asu, Shiyu kol asiyot shavot, is coming to teach you that all givings are the same, meaning Tadir principle always applies. Whether it's, in other words, in the end, we don't learn it from Ka'ela, we learn it from Ta'asu. And Ta'asu teaches us this halacha, that in the Musafim, whichever one is more common, comes first. And it's Ta'asu kol asiyot, just like Shachari comes before Musaf. You know, also, we're going to say Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, for example, is going to come before Rosh Hashanah. That's one answer, which again has many different possibilities of how to read it. Abaye amar migufa dikra. Still, you could learn it from the pasuk itself. And it's which pasuk, though? The first pasuk we had. So, I'm sorry. Right. So they say, im ken, how does it work? Le makra milvado lataboker vitishtok. We're going to learn it from the original pasuk that the Mishnah used. Forget about ka'ele. Milvad olat haboker, Shelo olat haTamid is going to teach it. Because milvad olat haboker, what did we learn? This is all in addition to the olat haboker that you do, meaning Shachari comes before Musaf. But why does it say it should have just said milvad olat haboker v'tishtok, and it should have said nothing else? Ashirlo olat haTamid lamali. Remember, I told you that whole part was unnecessary. What are we going to learn from the fact that that's unnecessary? Lememar dehafta tadira tikdim. The whole reason it's brought Ashirlo olat haTamid is to teach you it's unnecessary, which always means it can teach you something extra, which is to teach you it's not just true for Shacharit and Musaf, also true for Musaf and Musaf. Okay, that was all about the order of the Tamid versus Musaf, and which Musaf we bring first. Now we're going to start comparing different types of korbanot and different parts of the sacrificial process. Okay? So we're going to see that it depends which part we're talking about, what's going to come before what. And for this, I brought you a chart. Okay? First, we're going to start with what comes before what and what the reason is. That's all in the Mishnah. Okay? Then we're going to have some questions which we're going to try to answer from our Mishnah, but we're not going to be so successful. And then we're going to start suggesting alternatives. Why don't you say this should come before that? In other words, why don't you say reverse the order? And you can see on the chart all the cases where it tries to reverse the order. And tomorrow, I specifically left this blank because the ones at the bottom we're going to deal with tomorrow. We're going to have the suggestions. Tomorrow we'll fill in the chart. Okay, the Mishnah starts like this. Kol ha-mekudash mechavero kodem et chavero. Whichever is more holy, which obviously is going to be a debate, right? What makes something more holy than the other? Right? We have certain principles, but obviously sometimes we're going to have two conflicting principles, right? Where something might be holy in one way and something else might be holy in another way. Just like when we do Kal v'chomer, and we say, well, this is has this chomer, that has that chomer. It's very similar. So, dam chatat kodem l'dam olam. When it comes to the presenting of the blood, first bring, if you have chatat blood and ola blood to bring on the mizbeach, first do the chatat, then the ola. Why is that? Mipnei shehu meratzeh. Because the dam chatat provides atonement, and the dam ola doesn't provide atonement.
Isn't ola kodesh kodeshim?
Yafeh. So, okay, first of all, they're both kodesh kodeshim, but what's the difference with the ola? The ola all gets burned entirely, whereas the chatat, the meat goes to the kohen. So, and only the imurim get burnt. So that's going to be the next part. In other words, when it comes to, when comparing, and that's why I say it depends which part we're talking about. When it comes to comparing the blood of the chatat is more serious or more important because of the, it provides atonement. But evare ola kodmim le'imure chatat. If you have the meat, the body parts of the ola to burn on the mizbeach, that's going to come before the parts of the chatat that get burned on the mizbeach. Remember, the kohen eats lots of it, but there's certain parts that get burned on the mizbeach. So if you have those parts that need to get burned versus the ola parts, well, the ola, right, mipnei shehu kalil le'ishim, since the ola entirely gets devoured, so the evarim of the ola are going to go over the imurim of the chatat. Obviously, what question is the Gemara going to ask? What if you have dam chatat and evarei ola? In other words, right, first we're comparing same, right, same blood. What if you start exactly? Chatat kodemet la'asham. Now you have chatat comes before asham. Mipnei shedaman itan la'arba kronot ve'al hayisod. Okay, the blood of the chatat goes on four kronot, whereas the asham is only shtayin chain arba, but the chatat is arba. And the dam of the chatat gets spilled in the yisod. Now, doesn't the dam of the asham, right, the extra blood, also get spilled in the yisod? Yes, it does. So why does it say only the chatat? Because if you remember, the din of shirayim only appeared by Chatat. It didn't appear by Asham. We learned from Chatat to Asham, but it doesn't appear in the Psukim. So therefore, we're going to say that that makes the Chatat more chamur. Asham kodem l'toda ve'el nazir. Okay, until now we've been talking only about kodshe kodshim. Right, the Ola, this is good review. The Ola, the Chatat, the Asham are all kodshe kodshim. But the Toda and the El Nazir, that's the aisle that the Nazir brings for Shlamim, which is also a Shlamim, right? Shlamim and Toda are eaten by the owners. But generally, the difference between Kodshe Kodshim and Kodshim Kalin is Kodshe Kodshim are either all burnt entirely or they get given to the Kohen, whereas the Shlamim, Toda, Maser, Bechor, all Kodshim Kalim, okay, even though the Bechor is eaten by the Kohen, but it's a little different, it's Kodshim Kalim. So now we're going to say, so now we're moving along to the Kodshim Kalim. So obviously Asham is going to go before Toda and El Nazir, Mipneshu Kodshe Kodshim, right? And Toda and El Nazir get eaten by the owners, and therefore the Kodshim Kalim. Toda v'El Nazir, remember the other difference between them is where they can be eaten, right? The Kodshe Kodshim have to be eaten in the Azara, the Kodshim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Jerusalem. Toda v'El Nazir Kodmim L'Shlamim, okay, the Toda and the El Nazir come before the regular Koban Shlamim, even though they're types of Shlamim. But they come before regular shlamim. Why? Mipnei shehein nechalim liyom echad v'tu'unim lechem. Okay, and the shlamim can be eaten 2 days and a night, right? And it needs, you bring lechem. Do you remember the El Nazir has 20 loaves and the Toda has 40 loaves? Okay, well, you're laughing because you went to that, that what's it called?
We've seen what that looks like.
You saw how what exactly it looks like. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
Okay. Hashlamim kodmim lebechor mipnei shehein tuunim matan arba usmicha unisachim utnifot chazev shok. So now you have the shlamim before the bechor. So the shlamim has arba. You have to do shtayim shein arba. Whereas the bechor, you remember that was the one that only needs one matana. And you do smicha on the korban, and you bring the sachim, and you do the waving. You take the body parts and you wave them with the kohen. And you need to do the chazev shok. You need to take that and separate it for the kohen. And that's not all true for the Bechor. HaBechor kodem l'maser. Bechor comes before maser. Mipnei shekedushato merechem. Because it's holy when it's born. Whereas the maser, what happens, right? 3 times a year you take all the animals and you count them. And when you get to the 10th one, oh, that's the one. V'ne'echal l'kohanim. And the Bechor is eaten by the kohanim. And the maser can be eaten by anybody once it's brought. V'maser kodem l'ofot. Okay, why does maser come before the birds? Mipnei, now we're talking about the Olat Ha'of and the Chatat Ha'of. Now this is strange because they're Kodshe Kodshim. So why would the Maser come before? Mipnei Shehu Zevach. There's other priorities, which is this is actually a sacrifice. It's an animal sacrifice. Animals are always going to come before birds. V'yesh bo Kodesh Kodeshim Damo V'imurav. And it has a Kodesh Kodeshim aspect to it. Why? It's not Kodesh Kodeshim. It's Kodshim Kalim. So what do we mean? Well, the Maser, if you remember, any Kodshim Kalim, once you bring the blood, what happens? The imurim now have to be burned on the mizbeach, right? The certain parts have to be burned, and the blood has to be brought. So the blood and the imurim have the status. Now we're going to see something interesting. Even though the sacrifice itself is kodshim kalim, there's parts of it that have the status of kodshe kodshim, right? The blood has the status of kodshe kodshim because it has to be brought on the mizbeach, and the imurim have to be burned on the mizbeach. You use those for some other purpose. Chayv and meila, those are kodshe kodshim. So because the dam and the imurim have sanctity to it, now this is a little weird because the ofot, also the blood of the ofot has to go on the mizbeach. However, the imurim, there is no such thing as imurim with the bird. The only thing you do with the bird is put the blood on the mizbeach. That's it. There's no burning of things on the mizbeach. Okay? So that's what they're going to say. Damo v'imurav, we're going to come back to this line because, again, the dam is a little strange because the dam is just like the ofot. Okay? But now they're saying there's basically two differences. It's a zevach, number one, and it's kodshe kodshim, that the dam and the imurim are kodshe kodshim, even though maybe the dam is a little strange because it's not a fair comparison. You know, they are actually on equal footing, but certainly the imurim are different because the oaf doesn't have the imurim. We're going to come back to this line later. Ha'ofot kodmin l'minachot mipnei shehem minei damin. So birds are going to come before mincha meal offerings because they're not, right, the mincha is just a solet offering. It's made of flour, and the oaf has dam in it. Minchat chote kodem leminchat nedavah. If you have to bring a mincha, right, the olav yored, you can't afford, so you bring the mincha option. That comes before the mincha that's a nedavah that someone just did a voluntary offer. This is obvious because mipnei shu bal chet. Chatat ha'of kodem leolat ha'of, And the Chatzar Ha'Of, now this is interesting because the Mishnah gives reasons for everything. It doesn't give a reason for this. So Gemara is going to get to it in tomorrow's daf. The Chatzar Ha'Of comes before the Olat Ha'Of. Bechein, not only if you have an option of which one should be offered first, but also Behechidesha. When you separate, remember you always separate the pair and you say one lechatan and one leolah. So when you designate and you say this one for chatan and this one for olah, you should always do the chatan first. Okay. Gemara now asks, minna hanemile, where do we get this from? Now it's a bit of a debate. Rashi says, where do we get the fact that dam chatan comes before dam olah and evare olah go before imure chatan? Okay, the first two halachot. Some people say that this actually means all these halachot, where do we get them from? That there's din kzima, but we'll just stick with Rashi for right now. Ditanu Rabbanan, okay, the pasuk says here, in Bamidbar Chet, pasuk Chet. Okay, we're talking here about the Levi'im. When they sanctified the Levi'im, remember the Bechorim were supposed to be the ones working in the Mikdash, and then they sinned in Chet Ha'Egel, so the Levi'im came instead of them. So there was this whole process. Okay, make them pure. This is what you should do. Sprinkle mechatat, shave their bodies, keep subik dehem, wash their clothes. Take a par, okay, with the mincha, and upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatat, and a second par you should bring for chatat. Okay, so what do they learn from here? Im ba lelamed shehem shnayim, harei kvar ne'amar, v'aseh etach chatat ve'etach achar olah. Okay, you have to go a few psukim further on. It says, ha'levi'im yismuchu et yideihem al rosh hapar, I'm skipping from chet to yud bed, v'aseh etach achar chatat ve'etach achar olah la'ashem v'chaper le'levi'im. So first it says, take one par and take a second par. And then it says, make one a chatat and one an olah. So once you say, now again, it's the opposite order, but once you have pasuk yubet, which is make one chatan and one olah, we know that there's two. So you could have just said, take a par ben pokar, upar ben bakar, tikach lechatan. In other words, you didn't need to say, upar sheni, it's obvious. So, that's what it means, imba lelemen shem shnaim, harek far ne'emar, vaseh etachal chatat ve'etachal olah. So matamu lomar, upar sheni ben bakar, tikach lechatan. You might have thought the chatat always comes before the olah. Why would you have thought that? Because it says, "Aseh et ha'achad chatat ve'et ha'achad olah," which seems to show from pasuk yubet. What would you say? Chatat precedes olah. But then it says, "Tamud lamar." Again, the order is the flip. Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatat. In the previous pasuk, it says par sheni goes for chatat, which makes it sound like the chatat is second. So, I par sheni, yacholte olah kodemet lechatat lechol maaseh. Right? So now, if you just had the par sheni pasuk, what would you have thought? The par sheni, right, the chatat always comes second. Always comes before, after the olah. Talmud lamar, vaseh etachat chatat ve'et achat olah. Right? We clearly said the Gemara is saying there's a contradiction. They're just saying, right, we have this pasuk sides this way, this pasuk sides this way, haket sides. How are we going to figure this out? Dam chatat kodemet l'dam olah mipnei shemiratza. And evarei olah v'chule, right? And the evarim are kodmim l'imurim. In other words, in one aspect, chatat comes first. That's the echal chatat echal olah. And the par sheni comes to talk about the imurim. But the imurim come after the evarim of the olah. So that's why we have this crisscross, where one aspect of the chatat is going to take precedence and one aspect of the olah is. Now they make another suggestion, which is, v'amai, matana kamaita demechapra tiktum vahanach lo. So why don't you say, what do we say with the dam chatat? Why does the dam chatat come first? Because the dam chatat is mechaper. Now, what dam chatat is mechaper? Remember, how many matanot you have to do with the chatat? Remember, you do four. You do one on each corner, not the shtayin chain arba, right? With the chatat, you put one on each corner. What did we learn? Once you do one, you've already, b'dieved, you've received atonement. Remember, let's say you only do one, you're okay because the first one was already mechaper. So if the ola has this chumrah that it's kulo ola la Hashem, right, like Naomi said, doesn't ola always come first? Right? So why don't you say if the chatan is coming first, it's because it needs kapara, right? Yeah, it's atoning. So why don't you say do one, sounds a little crazy, but do one sprinkle, you know, one presentation of the blood on the mizbeach of the chatan, switch to the dam of the ola and come back to the chatan. Right? Matana kamaita demechapra tiktum, right? That should come first, vahanachlo, but not all the rest. Right? So it should be one of the chatat, all the olah back to the chatan. Amar Avina.
Right,
it's not confusing enough as it is. Right, exactly. So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, where do we learn this all from? Where do we just learn this from? The chatat of the Levi'im on their day that they became sanctified to work in the Mikdash. Why is... So, hacha bechatat ha-Levi'im askinan. What does that mean? What's unique about the chatat of the Levi'im?
It's not
tadir. No, it's... What's it missing that we've been talking about all along? It's not coming l'chaper. They didn't do any sin. It's not a regular korban chatat that's a sin offering, right? Every once in a while, we have a chatat that doesn't actually come for a sin, right? The classic, the nazir and the yoledet. Mm-hmm. They both bring a chatat, and the mefreshim will say, "What did they do wrong?" Right? And they say the nazir, right? Bar kapara says, "Oh, it's the nazir because he swore off wine, and that was, you know, he can't control himself." And the woman, because she swore during childbirth, right? They come up with reasons, but really, they didn't really do a sin. So we do have some chatats that aren't sin offerings, and lo and behold, our offering is the chatat, and is the whole place where we learn this halacha doesn't actually even have to do with kapara. Va'avagav dechi oladami, it's just like an ola, really, because in the sense it doesn't have kapara, and yet kamarachmana he taktim, and therefore you don't do one matana and then the rest, because it's not really all about kapara. B'marava amre. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a more practical answer.
If they say kapara, then they should say that the olah goes first altogether.
Right, but it is a sin offering, and they assume that there is some sort of sense of kapara, but they're saying it's not the only thing. Again, it could be there's some other reason, and they give the reason of the kapara, because it's an easy way for everyone to remember, because chatat sounds like chet and kapara, and maybe it's just a mnemonic to remember it. It might not actually be the reason, or it actually is the reason, but... because they learn from the Chatat HaLevi'im, you know, once in a while it doesn't apply, but we're going to say it is anyway, and, you know, somehow answer it. Or you could say, oh, no, we don't view it that way, but Marava Amre, they answer more like, I think, what you were saying before, Naomi, which is, Ho'il v'itchil b'matanot gomer. And as you've already started the matanot, we're not going to confuse you anymore. You started the matanot, just finish them, and then go to the Olam. We don't have to be so nitpicky and, you know, crazy about, oh, we'll get that one in first, and, you know, let's do a zigzag like this. Okay, now we're going to have a slew of questions and try to answer them from our Mishnah. Okay, it might be helpful to refer back to the beginning of the chart. Again, the part of the chart that's the Mishnah, which again, for those who are newer, the fonts on the sheets reflect what type of source they are. So the font that's the, if you have it in color, it's red. If you have it, it's the Aharoni font. In the one that I printed, but anyway, on the online, it's in red. You'll see that that's all the Mishnah. Okay, the other stuff is going to be things we're going to see in the Gemara later, but right now we're going to focus on words and wording in the Mishnah. Ibaya lehu, dam chatat ve'evarei olah. So like I said, what if you mix and match? You have the dam of the chatat and you have the evarim of the olah. Each of them are supposed to be first, right? The dam of chatat comes before the dam olah, and the evarei olah come before the imurei chatat. But what if you have those two? Eze mehem kodem. Dam chatat kodem mipnei shemirat zed. You say the dam chatat comes first because it provides atonement. O dilma evarei olah kodem mipnei shehem kalil lishim. Or do you say it's the evarei olah because they're kalil lishim? So now they say, Tashma, let's learn it from here. The Mishnah says, dam chatat kodem l'dam olah, which would seem to imply what? L'dam olah hu dekadim, but l'evarei olah lo kadim. If it was, it would also come before evarei olah. It should have said dam chatat kodem l'dam olah ve'evarei olah. And the fact that it doesn't say that must mean that it doesn't come before. So then they say, but adrabah miseifa. No, you can imply, and this is going to be the same thing with all these questions. You can imply the exact opposite from the next line in the Mishnah. Evarei olah kodmim l'imurei chatat. Sounds like evarei olah only comes before imurei chatat, right? L'imurei chatat u'dekadim. But l'dam chatat lo kadim. But then you could say, but evarei olah don't come before dam chatat. They only come before imurei chatat. And therefore you would say, oh, dafka, no. Ela mehalei kalamashmuina. So therefore it's inconclusive from our Mishnah. Okay, you follow what they're doing? They're going to say each time, oh, well, since it says this comes before that, and it doesn't say the other thing, it must be, it actually doesn't come before that. But then they're going to say, but the next line seems to imply the opposite, and therefore you can't derive from this anything.
But they don't present the argument altogether that matanot dam come before imurim or evarim altogether. Like, step one, step two.
No, but in this case, you are up to one step with one, and you're up to a different stage with the other. So in other words, imagine even there's two kohanim. I'm not sure if they're talking about one kohen. It sounds to me like there could be two kohanim. They're waiting in line, right? I'm ready to go put my imurim, and I want to present the dam. Which one do we let go up the mizbeach first?
Doesn't dam come before all the imurim?
Again, within that sacrifice.
Yeah.
But here we have multiple sacrifices going on at the same time. Okay? Ibailu. Another question. This is the exact opposite question now. Dam ola v'imurei chatat. You have the two weaker ones, right? The dam ola, which is not as strong as the dam chatat, and the imurei chatat, which are not as strong as the evarei ola. Eze mehem kodem. Dam ola kodem deka'ati mikoch kalil. Do we say the dam ola goes first because it comes from a korban that all eventually gets offered up? Odilma imurei chatat kodem deka'ati mikoch mechaper. Or do we say the imurim are only allowed on the mizbeach if you do the dam, and the dam is mechaper, and that's stronger? Tashma, again, let's try to learn it from the Mishnah. Dam chatat kodem l'dam ola, which would imply what? Dam chatat hu dekadim l'dam ola, right? The chatat comes before the dam of the ola, but imurei chatat lo. Only the dam chatat comes before the dam of ola, but not the imurei chatat. So then again, they say, no, but let's look at the next line in the Mishnah. Adrabah, adrabah. Miseifa, you could say the opposite. Evarei ola kodmim l'imurei chatat. Which would sound like the evarei ola hu dekadmei l'imurei chatat, aval dam ola lo, but the dam wouldn't come before the imurei chatat. And therefore, elamei halek alamashma mina. Again, it's inconclusive. Next question. Ibai elahu, dam ola v'dam asham. Okay? What about the dam of the ola versus the dam of the asham? Eze mehem kodem. Do you say, notice there was really no reference to the dam of the asham in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just talked about chatat and asham and todah. It didn't specify dam or evarim, right? We don't know exactly. So, dam ola kodem, deka'ati mikoch kalil. Do we say, look, the dam ola gets all burnt and the asham doesn't? O dilma, dam asham kodem, demechaper. Asham is like chatat, it's mechaper. Now, always, chatat has a higher status than asham, but maybe if you're going to compare asham to ola in terms of the blood, since the blood of the asham also atones, and the blood of the ola doesn't, maybe the asham blood comes first. So again, let's try to learn it from here. Tashma, dam chatat, what does it say in our Mishnah? Dam chatat kodem l'dam ola. Right? What doesn't it say? Aval dam asham lo. It doesn't say dam asham kodem l'dam ola, which would seem to imply only dam chatat. So now the Gemara is going to say no, because bedinu dibay limitne dam asham. It could have easily said dam asham in the Mishnah. Meaning when it says dam chatat, it means dam chatat and dam asham. So why did it specifically use the lashon of chatat? But I did by limit a seifa because of the seifa when it needed to say evarei ola kodmim l'imurei chatat. There it needed to specifically say chatat. Why? Di'itane l'imurei asham. Again, since chatat is always higher on the hierarchy than asham, if it had said the evarei ola come before the imurei asham, what would you have thought? But they wouldn't necessarily precede the imurei chatat. So hava mina limurei asham udemakadme, but limurei chatat lo kadme, and mishum hachitana chatat. But really, when it says chatat, it means asham also. So therefore, again, it's inconclusive. Tashma, why don't we try to learn from here? Chatat kodem la asham, which seems to imply what? Chatat hi dekadma la asham, aval ola lo. Right? So what do you see here? The chatat comes before the asham, but the ola doesn't, meaning the dam ola doesn't come before the dam asham. So my lav dam, aren't we assuming, like I said before, it doesn't say chatat nasham, do we mean the blood or do we mean the imurim? So can't we just assume it's talking about blood? And if it's talking about blood, it's saying chatat comes before asham, but not, let's put it this way. Chatat comes before asham, and chatat also comes before ola, so we're going to go chatat asham ola. Because it doesn't say that the asham comes before, right, chatat kodem l'asham, but ola doesn't go before asham. So then they say, lo, a'imurim, no, we can assume that when it says chatat comes before asham, they're actually not talking about the bloods. They're talking about the imurim, in which case it teaches nothing about the dam of the ola, which was our question. Daikanami dekatane, we can even prove that they're talking about imurim, because if they were talking about damim, then the next line, look again, you can go back to the chart. What does it say? Chatat comes before asham, why? Because dama nitan la'arba kranot enan al hayesod. Now, dama means its blood. Now, if the whole topic was blood, it would just say mipnesha nitna. The fact that it says dama, it must be talking about imurim. And it's saying the imurim of the chatat come before the imurim of the asham, because it's the blood of the chatat wood is on four matanot and the blood of the asham isn't, that since the word dama is used, it proves that their topic wasn't dumb, which means you can't prove anything from here about ola blood. Okay? Because again, if it was talking about blood, you could say only the chata comes before the asham and not the ola. And then it would be dam, asham, and then ola. But now we say it's not talking about blood at all. Chatat kodemet. Okay, now we're going to start our list. So now you can follow on the chart for all our added suggestions. Okay, the Gemara is going to suggest, why don't you say the reverse? Okay, notice they skip the first two. That's because we already discussed all the ins and outs of them. Chatat kodemet. Adrabah. Asham kadim. Shekein yesh lo kitzvah. Do you remember the asham has to be shnei shkalim? It has to be a certain minimum value. So why don't you say the asham comes first because it has a minimum value, whereas the chata could be any amount. You know, the animal could be worth almost nothing. Afilu hachi riboy de mizbeach adif. We'd rather take an element that has to do with how much dealing with the mizbeach you have, meaning how many kranot of the mizbeach do you have to put the blood on. That's more critical, the more defining factor, rather than the value of the animal that you're bringing. Asham kodem l'toda, adraba, hatoda ve'el nazir kadme, shekein tu'unim lechem. Right, the asham doesn't have any bread that goes with it, but the el nazir and the toda have all these bread offerings that come with it, so maybe they're more, so to speak, chamor, more kodesh. Afilu hachi, kodshe kodshim adife, remember. Asham is kodshe kodshim, and toda and el nazir are kodshim kalim. So obviously we're going to pick something that's kodshe kodshim over kodshim kalim. Todah ve'el nazir, this is why I also charted it out, so you can look back, because it doesn't repeat everything here. Todah ve'el nazir come before shlamim. Why is that? Because hey nechalim liyom echad and tu'unim lechem, whereas the shlamim doesn't have lechem and doesn't, right, has 2 days to be eaten and not just 1 day and a night. So, adrabah, shlamim kadme, sheken yeshnam v'tzibor kibi yachid. There's shomei tzibor and there's shomei yachid. Whereas in el nazir, and toda is only an individual brings, whereas shlamim have tzibor offerings, which means that, right, we learned that there's sometimes where you bring shalmei tzibor, and there's sometimes when you just bring shlamim of an individual, but they have both. But afilu hachi nechalim liyom achad adife. Okay, again, we're going to say this must have higher sanctity because it all has to be within 1 day. Ibayelihu, right, that's for the toda and the el nazir. Ibayelihu, now they're going to ask a side question. Todah ve'el nazir is a mehem kodem. In other words, right, you put the todah and the el nazir together, but what if you have the todah and the el nazir? Which one comes first? Todah kadma shekein tuna arba minei lechem, right? They need 40 loaves, which is four types, right, times 10 each, whereas the el nazir only needs two types times 10, 20 loaves. Odilma el nazir kodem shekein yeshimo damim achirim. The el nazir comes together, you bring a shlamim, an ola, and a chata. So you end up bringing the blood of the El Nazir together with other blood, so maybe that means this sacrifice takes precedence over the Toda, which is just brought as an individual sacrifice. Although it has an individual sacrifice, which has more bread that go with it, whereas the El Nazir has fewer breads. So they say, Zokodem of the Zo, Shizo, so now, sorry, Tashma, let's learn it from here. Now they're going to say, there's actually a Braita that says explicitly this. In other words, our Mishnah didn't talk about it, but there's a Braita that says it. Zo kodem lezo, shezo tiun, we don't know which one yet, shezo tuna arba mine lechem, bezo ina tuna elashne mine lechem. So now we're going to say it's the bread that's kobea, and therefore the toda comes first. Hashlamim kodmim lebechor, adraba. So now we're back to our questions, which comes, right, why would the Mishnah say this one comes first, right? We just went off on a tangent to talk about the toda and the el nazir, which was neglected to be mentioned in the Mishnah. What about the two of those? And we found a braita that talked about it. What about the shlamim and bechor? So what did we say? So again, look at your chart. Shlamim come first because they need matan arba, whereas the bechor is just one, right? And the shlamim is shtayin shein arba. And it needs smicha, nesachim, tnufot, and chazev eshok. So adraba, bechor kodem sheken kedushato meirechem, v'nechal lekoanim. The bechor has two things going for it. It's holy from the time it was born, and it only gets eaten by koanim. So what then? Say afilu hachim, mitzvot yeterot adifeya. Better to take the sacrifice that has many, many mitzvot. Just like we saw before, many presentations. Here we're going to say many mitzvot relating to it. Habachor kodem lemaser. Why is that? Because kedushato merechem and it's eaten by the kohanim. Adraba, maser kodem, shekem mekadesh lefanav ulaacharav. What does that mean? We've seen this halacha. If you're counting and you miscount and you sanctify the ninth or you sanctify the 11th, so we say they all become holy. In other words, there's a way to... It's a very strong kedusha that will be transferred even by mistake. Okay, so maybe that's an extra chumrah. Again, afilu hachi kedusha merechem adifa. We're going to Adif, Mekdusha Merechem, from this Kedusha, that it's Mekadesh Lefanav Ulachara. Master Kodem Leofot. So that's because it's a Zevach, and because it has this, remember it has Kodesh Kodeshim Damovi Imurav. Adraba, Ofot Chadmesh Ken Kodeshe Kodeshim. This is an obvious one. If we're talking about sanctities, Kodeshe Kodeshim clearly comes before Kodeshim Kalim, and Ofot or Kodeshe Kodeshim, and Master is Kodeshim Kalim. We're going to say still the fact that it's a sacrifice and it gets slaughtered is more important, which is a strange answer because the Ofot also gets slaughtered. They just don't get slaughtered by Shechita, they get slaughtered by Malika, but still, but we see that Malika, this proves that Malika has a lower status than Shechita. Now we're going to get off on a tangent again. We're going to bring a halacha that is going to then be proven from this line, and we're going to get to what's this strange thing about the Damovi Imurav. Remember we said, it doesn't make sense, because how can we compare Dam to Dam? The Dam is the same in both. It's just the Imurim that are different, but yet they say Damovi Imurav. Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Imurei Kodshim Kalim, Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikat Damim Psulim. Okay, we've talked about this before. You have Kodshim Kalim. Kodshim Kalim, before we do Zrikat Adam, there's no din of Me'ilah. What happens when you do Zrikat Adam, because they're Kodshim Kalim, they're not Kodshim Kodshim. When you do the Zrikat Adam, what happens? The meat gets exempted, right? In other words, you can eat the meat, but the Imurim now take on the status of Kodshim Kodshim and Din of Me'ilah, because the Imurim now have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, right? Those are the specific parts that have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So what if you have Imurei Kodshim Kalim Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikat Adam? We say that before Zrikat Dam, there's no din of Me'ilah yet. So what if you took them out of the Mikdash? Are they Pasul? Or do we say since there's no din of Me'ilah, maybe they're not Pasul yet? Only once you do the Zrikat Dam, do the Imurim become Kodshim, which means only after that do they become sanctified, which means that once they're sanctified, if you remove them from the Mikdash, they're going to be disqualified. But he comes and says, no. If they went out of the Mikdash with Avi Azara before the Zrikat Dam, it's going to be Pasul. And how do we know this to be the case? We're going to prove it from our Mishnah. V'tana Tuna, Mipnei Shu Zevach, V'yeshno Kodshe Kodshim, Damo V'imurav. Bishlama Imurim L'nehu Ba'ofot. We understand Imurim because they don't appear by Ofot. El Adam Mi'aite, but Dam does appear by Ofot. So how can you be comparing and saying this is more Chamor because it has the Kodshe Kodshim by the Dam that the Of doesn't. El alav kamashman, it must be saying like this. Imurav ki damo, the Imurim are like the Dam. In what way are they like the Dam? If you take the Dam out of the Mikdash, it's going to be Pasul, right? At what point? Before Zrikat Dam or after Zrikat Dam? Obviously before Zrikat Dam. After Zrikat Dam, we don't need the Dam anymore, right? It's only the Psul of Yotzev, Zrikat Dam, is before the Zrika. So what are we going to say? The Imurim are like the Dam in this aspect. Ma damo lifnei zrika is going to be puzzle if you take it out of the mikdash. Af imurim kodem zrika v'kakari lu kodshe kodshim. Okay, and therefore we're going to say that's his proof for his halacha that if you take the imurim outside before the zrika dam, they're going to be psulim. Uma damo mifsal v'yotze, right? That's what they're going to say now. Just like the dam is mifsal if you take it out. Af imurim mifsal v'yotze. Okay, they're going to be mifsal v'yotze even before zrika dam. Nema Misayele, why don't we say that this will support what Ravina Bar Shila said. Basar Kodshim Kalim. Okay, now we're not talking about the Imurim in this machloka, we're talking about the meat. Remember, the Imurim are going to be psul. What's the difference between the Imurim and the Basar? The Imurim will be forbidden once you do the Zrikat Dam. The Basar is going to be permitted once you do Zrikat Dam. You follow? So the whole question is about the Imurim. What if you took them out before the Zrikat Dam when they don't have a din of Me'ilah yet? Are you going to disqualify them by taking them out? The Basar will never have a din of Me'ilah because the Basar, before, it doesn't have a din of Me'ilah, and after, for sure, it's Mutar. So there's a machloket about the Basar. Basar kodshim kalim sheyatza lifnei zrikat damim. If you took the meat out before Zrikat Dam, Rabbi Yochanan amar kasher, Rabbi Yochanan says, for sure, it's okay. And Rish Lakish amar pasul. He says, no, you've disqualified it. Which means you can no longer sprinkle the blood for the sacrifice because you've disqualified the meat. Rabbi Yochanan amar kasher. Why did he say it's kasher? Ho il v'safo latzeit. Because eventually you're going to be allowed to take it out. So of course, if you take it out before the Zrikat Dam, when there's no din of Me'ilah anyway, even in the Imurim, of course you could take it outside. It's not going to be disqualified. But Rish Lakish amar pasul, adayin lo higiyaz mano latzeit. Rish Lakish says, he kind of used it like, I view this like tevel. Before you take the truma, the whole thing is usher, right? So it's true there's no dina me'ila, but you can't take it outside yet because you're only allowed to take it outside and eat outside once you've done the zrikat dam. Here, lo yezma no latzid. Now notice their machloket is about the basar. Akan lo plige ela bebasar. Aval be'imuim lo, right? In other words, they don't argue about the imuim, they only argue about the basar. And what's their reason? Rabbi Yochanan says it's kasher. Why? Because it's going to eventually be able to go outside. Can you say that of any marim? No, they're never going to be allowed out, which means they're always going to be puzzled when you take them out. Which means that this proves that according to everybody in that machloket, they would all agree about imurim that for sure you can't take them out, because the logic of Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't apply here. So now what do they answer? No. Who had din tibirim? Nami pligi. You could say that they're also arguing about the imurim. Why did they specifically say that the machloka was about basar? In other words, right, Rish Lakish is the chiddush here. Rish Lakish is saying, even though lo igiyaz mana latzeit, right, and even though eventually the basar will be mutar, now it's not yet its time and it's going to be disqualified. But when it comes to imurim, in other words, it could be that they would still have the same line of arguing when it comes to the imurim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan's answer doesn't exactly his lot, you know, when it says ho ilu sofo latzeit, but he could claim that there's just no, before zrikat dam, it just doesn't matter. In other words, it's not able to be disqualified, in which case we can't necessarily prove Ravina's answer from here. Okay, we'll stop here for today. We're going to pick up with this issue tomorrow and continue on.